What was my most awkward dinner? Let me tell you. I was sitting with a group of women and they were talking about their pastor and his wife. I guess they had some infertility issues and they were all singing the praises of how amazing it was that they had found a solution. So what I was told is that a woman in the congregation had volunteered to have a baby for them and that that woman was living in the house. I mean, at first it seemed kind of normal, but I started digging in and asking some more questions like, wait, so she's how many months pregnant and how long has she been living in the house? And, you know, I found out that she had actually been living in the house longer than she had been pregnant and, you know, really what their relationship was. And I'm sitting there and I don't know how to keep my mouth shut. So I say, well, you know, honestly, it sounds to me like this woman and the pastor had an affair and they wanted to cover it up. So the husband and the wife decided to basically say, hey, we collectively agreed to let her have a baby and to be our surrogate. I swear to you, these women looked at me like I was the devil. How dare I say anything bad about their pastor or what he was doing? Fast forward a few years, and it turns out that this woman never moved out of the house, stayed with them, lived with them, helped raise the baby that was supposedly just a surrogate, and continued to work at the church, work with the wife, like supposedly like some kind of weird happy family. That was until one day when she just up and decided to leave the country, leave their baby, and move and go off somewhere just to live her life. She said, I want to just live my life. This doesn't sit right with me. I'm sitting there and I'm like, well, maybe this wife just got sick and tired of having this third woman in their marriage. It sounded much more likely that she was forced out of the house somehow. And what made it even more suspicious was that very soon after this woman left to go pursue her own dreams, the husband and wife moved from Florida to Arizona to just get away for a while. Most people are like me and do not believe that she just decided to leave the country. Eventually, investigators get involved, Dateline looks at the story, and just things just don't add up. They don't add up because she's dead.